Do you remember when candidates used to appear in their own commercials? Many of them seemed a little stiff, wearing a sober suit and white shirt framed by an American flag, a bust of Lincoln, and family pictures, as they made obvious, irreconcilable, and insupportable promises. I will improve schools, hire more police, teachers, and trash workers, and lower taxes, create jobs, and get snow, guns, and homeless people off the street by being tough, fair, generous, and stingy to all of our citizens, regardless of race, creed, hair color, the number of toes they have, or whether they were ever stupid enough to vote for my opponent. I welcome your support. I miss those ads. At least they gave you a glimpse of the candidate talking about issues, even if in hilarious non sequiturs. These days, candidates hire consultants to make ads that publicize the names of their opponents so they can splash mud and slime on them. It's as if Coca-Cola bought ads just to show people taking a swig of Pepsi and spitting it into a gutter. A candidate used to at least risk rejection by asking, sometimes pleading, "Vote for me" in his or her commercials. Now they hide behind hired voices who ask, "You aren't really going to vote for that guy, are you?" Then have the candidate mutter at the end, like some 9-year-old being forced to admit that he hit a baseball through the window, "I approve this message." There's an old Madison Avenue adage, "Sell the sizzle, not the steak." Many current campaign commercials don't even try to sell sizzle, they just hurl sleaze. The people who create them are using expensive powers of articulation to produce messages that are just about as mature as kids razzing each other on a playground. Look, I'm from Chicago. I loved covering politics there and still follow it like a contact sport. I know, as the old Chicago columnist Finley Peter Dunn wrote in 1898, politics ain't beanbag. It has always been rough because the stakes are high. I am not one of those people who says, "I wish we had a high-minded political system like they do in Canada." The sad fact is that candidates and soft money groups run vicious ads because the evidence is they work. We might be appalled, but we often follow through. Yet when ads become so personal, intense, and insulting, it's difficult for the candidate who survives, I won't even say win, to climb atop the ooze and act like a human being, much less a statesman, and difficult for voters to respect or trust people they've elected in spite of what they've been told. These ads may help candidates win the game, but they also risk tearing up the field and burning down the stadium. By the way, my name is Scott Simon, and I approve this message.